Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 30th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Galatians, chapters 4 to 6. The meaning of true freedom in Christ. We read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and verses 13 to 16 like this. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Freedom is the prevailing cry of the world today. Yet even though Scripture speaks of a liberty that Christ offers, some people resist Christianity as itself an obstacle to freedom. What is the meaning of true freedom in Christ? It is not the removal of moral restraints, but the freedom to serve one another in love. The gospel exchanges the oppressive bondage of legalism for the higher bondage of love. Liberty is freedom from exterior rule, as we are no longer ruled by the law, but by the Holy Spirit ruling from our hearts. A.T. Pearson says the following: true freedom is found only in obedience to proper restraint. A river finds liberty to flow only between banks. Without these, it would only spread out into a slimy, stagnant pool. Planets uncontrolled by law would only bring wreck to themselves and to the universe. The same law which fences us in, fences others out. The restraints which regulate our liberty also ensure and protect it. It is not control, but the right kind of control and a cheerful obedience which makes the free man. We must daily walk and live by the Holy Spirit by the following four ways. Number one, we must believe that the Holy Spirit is within us, having been sent by God into our hearts. Number two, in every spiritual confrontation, we must yield to the Holy Spirit completely. Number three, we must depend on the Holy Spirit for help that will enable us to live a God-pleasing life. And number four, we should anticipate the effects of the Holy Spirit's help in our daily lives, as we will not carry out the strong desires of our sinful nature. Our freedom in Christ is costly, for it did cost Jesus Christ his own life. In Jesus, we stand free as the yoke of the law has been removed. Freedom brings with it the responsibility to serve as we use the faith God has given us to work through love in serving others. Love motivates us to fulfill the law of God. So let us ask these questions to ourselves. Are we walking in the Spirit? Are we experiencing true freedom in Christ? Let us understand that as we yield to the Holy Spirit and the life of Christ manifest in our actions as we yield the fruit of the Spirit. Walking each moment by faith in God's word under the Spirit's control assures absolute victory over the desires of our sinful nature. True Christian freedom is Christ-like freedom. As we read in John chapter 8, verse 36 like this. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.